Happy New Year, everybody. What a year this is going to be. 2024. About a month from now, the Beatles will be celebrating 60 years from the Ed Sullivan Show. Can you believe it? I was just a little lad. But today's guest is one of my favorite rock artists. She's a worldly person. She shares love everywhere and respect to everybody. Please welcome, as my guest on the second time, and it's long overdue, the great Janet Lloyd Davis. How are you?
Oh, thank you. What a great opening. Thank you. It's an honor.
I'm so glad that you're here.
Oh, thank you. I am too. It has been a long time.
It has been a long time. So we're gonna talk a little bit about, I know you've been busy.
Yeah.
And I know you do some really beautiful things. You've been doing some beautiful things. I want to first talk about Earth to the Table.
Oh, thank you.
And I definitely want to talk about, of course, your great band, The Just Project.
You guys are really good.
And it's always a pleasure. I like to say hello to John, your husband. Hello, John.
Love you, John.
I got your beautiful wife here tonight, so that's really great.
And hello to Victoria. Sorry to miss you.
That's great. Thank you. So tell me about Earth to Table. I think it's kind of amazing what you're doing. I think it's your humanity, and it's beautiful. Tell me about this.
Thank you. There are quite a few people now who are involved, but unfortunately, I'll step forward again. Sorry. Mm-hmm. Earth to Table is named, mm-hmm. and I created the name Earth to Table mm-hmm. For the farm workers. This is to help the farm workers,
oh, wow.
who are, I considered, very valuable.
Right.
If we didn't have
mm-hmm. the farm workers,
mm-hmm. and it doesn't matter who that farm worker is from wherever they are,
right.
we wouldn't have food on our table. So that's where I got the vision of, you know, they're toiling the soil, they're packaging, they're nurturing all of our food and delivering mm-hmm. to the markets, you know, to our grocery stores, and hence Earth to Table is what I came up with. And even with the little strawberry and mushrooms mm-hmm. on the logo. Uh-huh. And anyway, so about a year ago, actually this month,
mm-hmm.
We are January 2024.
That's right.
And unfortunately, the first year anniversary will be coming up very soon of the unfortunate mass shooting that had occurred in Half Moon Bay.
You're absolutely correct.
So, like a lot of people, you know, we see things that we can invest in money-wise and go,
yes.
Oh, I'm going to donate here, donate there. And there's so many wonderful services that we can help throughout just the world, let alone our own Bay Area.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, I've always been an advocate for the farm workers,
uh-huh.
and I work with farm workers every day, actually.
Wow.
And a lot of people don't know that,
wow.
but I do.
Mm-hmm.
I work shoulder to shoulder with them.
Mm-hmm.
Where this is mm-hmm. At the stables where I have my horse,
mm-hmm.
and also where I teach horseback riding, for example. Mm-hmm. So that's another side thing that a lot of people might not know that I do.
You're a horse whisperer.
And it actually, kind of a segue here, but it actually helps people who have special needs. And so I've always been about, you know, helping people and you know, that kind of thing, and sharing whatever I have.
Right.
So anyway, when the mass shooting happened, I decided, you know, I don't want to just donate to you know, to the Dolores Horta Foundation or what have
right.
you.
Exactly.
I want to do something else. So I called up my friend who lives in Half Moon Bay.
Right.
And we've done many shows together.
Yes.
Okay, produced many shows together, okay. Local shows. And so anyway, through this conversation I had, you know what? I want to do a show. And he says, let's do it. And then through that same conversation, I said, you know what? I don't want to do just at a little club. I want to do something bigger than that. This is bigger. And of course, you know, we're both kind of brainstorming. And I'm driving, you know. Mm-hmm. And so anyway, that's what it came out of that knee-jerk reaction that I wanted to do more.
Wow.
And so Earth to Table is a educational event that we have educational speakers.
Okay.
And like we did our very first event, I'm so excited that it was last September, mm-hmm. only about 4 months ago. It was mm-hmm. very, very successful. It was at the Guild Theater mm-hmm. in Menlo Park.
Mm-hmm.
And we had the Dolores Huerta Foundation that we hosted, mm-hmm. Alas, they are in Half Moon Bay, and Puente, they are in Pescadero.
Mm-hmm.
And so we are actually, we had them come and speak to help educate, mm-hmm. and then basically Earth to Table, that was one, we have Earth to Table 2, it is a music fundraiser event.
Wow.
And so it helps bring attention. We want to draw people's interest, not only, oh, it's for the farm workers, but with the musicians, the artists that are in the area.
Mm-hmm.
And I actually have a poster. Could I unwrap it?
Sure, sure. That'd be
that
great.
That was actually the September show.
Mm-hmm.
And what it is actually a, and the, by the way, the artist who put the poster together, he did a really great
together?
Job.
We can hold it together.
Yeah, yeah. Anyway, the artists that are returning, by the way, is Malo, wow. Richard Bean, Suavecito,
wow.
and Juan Escovedo and his All Stars. Also, the Just Project, which is my band, and we have not confirmed some of the other talent yet.
Mm-hmm.
The speakers we're still going to have again, yay! Mm-hmm. Is Abel Sanchez, who has been a major advocate for with Cesar Chavez.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of history with the people that we have mm-hmm. that are helping. Thank
mm-hmm.
you,
mm-hmm.
and we will. Again, this was the last year's show,
mm-hmm.
But it does help, you know, give a little bit of focus that mm-hmm. This will be happening again. We're very excited. We also had, which was a really cool late addition, was the NFL alumni.
Oh, wow.
NFL alumni.
Came to your to this
they
event.
They had an event. So what they did is they did a silent auction.
Wow.
They brought signed memorabilia
right.
that people could purchase.
Oh.
Yes, and they had the trophy.
The Super Bowl trophy?
Yeah. So, yeah, yeah. So I actually got to
incredible.
I got to hold it,
uh-huh.
and it was real special because they had it on a little display, uh-huh. and anyone who came by and talked to, actually, Dave August, he mm-hmm. put it together, and John Pay.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, John Pay. he is a 49er,
mm-hmm.
and he has a Super Bowl ring, you know, so.
Wow, that's so good.
He was very gracious. And he was there, of mm-hmm. course, supporting. And then John August, he is, and this is all still kind of new to me, but he helps organize the NFL alumni in the Bay Area. And they have an office in Redwood City.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, they were able to sell enough memorabilia, okay,
uh-huh.
later. We had received a check, Earth to Table received a check mm-hmm. of $560, and that was a percentage of what they sold.
Oh, my goodness.
So that was able to be, you know, added
mm-hmm.
to the farm workers.
Right.
And so with that money and the proceeds,
yes,
from the sales of the tickets,
yes,
and of course, amazing amount of donations. Okay, we were able to pay all the bands.
Serious.
All the bands. Mm-hmm. They gave us good prices. Okay, my band was free. Mm-hmm. That was my personal
Your gift.
And their gift, mm-hmm, to Earth to Table. Okay, mm-hmm, and then Ricky Waters.
He was also
there.
Back.
He was there, and his son, mm-hmm, Ricky Waters Jr., mm-hmm, and his band played. They opened up the show. They were so fun. They were really fun, and they were good. Mm-hmm. And so anyway, and then we had, talk about the bands, we had Bernal Beat. They're out of the Mission in San Francisco.
Mm-hmm.
Really amazing Latin jazz. A band.
Kicking ass.
Oh, they
just
were
just kicking,
kicking
it.
Ass.
Right.
And then it started building there. The Latin ass kick kept going up. So then it was Juan Escovedo and his all-stars. And they had their guest singer, who was Tony Lindsay. Okay.
And you had stars galore.
Oh, it was great. Oh my gosh. And the green room. Oh my gosh, one of the best green rooms I've ever seen in my life, and everyone was having a great time. And then, of course, was Malo, and that's
Richard Bean.
Escovedo, and Suavecito, sorry, mm-hmm, sorry. And oh my gosh, it was just so fun. Everybody brought their best.
Mm-hmm.
They sounded so wonderful. And by the way, the sound system was wonderful.
That's
the
it.
Lighting was amazing.
Amazing. I've seen pictures.
The Guild Theater has been remodeled after a hiatus.
Mm-hmm.
And so they've only been back for about a year and a half now.
Mm-hmm.
They had the latest and greatest
sound system.
But even the audio, the soundproofing, the acoustics was amazing. So a beautiful, beautiful representation. Whoever plays there or speaks there or even have a party, just wonderful. Yeah.
So how long was this event? When did it start? And, you know, what time did it start and how did it end?
It was like a festival, okay? And that's kind of one of the things that
I wanted to do
is we're growing. Mm-hmm. We're growing into, of course, we're an annual.
Mm-hmm.
And it started at, actual music started, the speaker started at 7. And then shortly after that, the music started, and we ran all the way to 11 o'clock.
So everybody had like a 20-minute set or something like that?
Yes, yes. Juan Escovedo and Malo, they both, I believe, I want to say they had 45 minutes,
mm-hmm,
if not an hour, and the mm-hmm other bands had about, you know, 5 songs or, you know, a handful
mm-hmm
of songs.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, the very, very important is our speakers who actually opened the show,
mm-hmm,
and educated.
Mm-hmm.
And we had Juanita Chavez.
His wife, Caesar.
Daughter.
His daughter.
Dolores was invited.
She didn't come? Or
she was already booked. Long time, you know, because they get booked out, in a long time frame,
because
mm-hmm they're very, very busy. Dolores, though, oh my gosh, I got to have a selfie with her. Yeah, at the San Mateo County Fair.
Okay.
And the security and Abel Sanchez and his band was playing,
mm-hmm,
and so she was there supporting. And then it was on Farm Workers Day,
mm-hmm,
at the San Mateo County Fair mm-hmm last June,
mm-hmm,
and so I was there. I wanted to just absorb as much as I could,
mm-hmm,
okay,
mm-hmm,
and I knew she was going to be there, but I missed her speaking earlier. But I wanted to still at least see the music
of
Abel Sanchez. They were amazing. They're mm-hmm absolutely amazing. Anyway, I saw her
mm-hmm
and I walked over
mm-hmm
and I immediately introduced myself. She was behind a security area right. with bodyguards and the whole thing.
Sure.
She puts the hand, her hand on the arm of one of the security guards because he was trying to whisk her away. Mm-hmm. And she wanted to talk to me. She was very subtle. And so I got my selfie. I told her who I was, and she recognized what I was saying.
And what you
that
do.
Was, and yeah, and I was like, oh, that was such a thrill.
It is a thrill.
Yeah.
You know, people, you know, it's funny that you're talking about farm workers. So as a little boy, and my brother and I and my sister, we would always go to Monterey. Uh-huh. And while we'd go through Monterey, we're going through Watsonville and Salinas, my father would always point out to us, he says, you know what the most important people are here in our country and in California? He goes, it's those people right there. He was also a friend of Cesar.
Oh.
Chavez, he helped him. He was a teamster for Local 70.
Oh, yes.
So he was a person that actually advocated for them to get their union. Bobby Kennedy also helped Caesar.
Absolutely.
But every time we'd actually go there, he says, don't forget those people. How ironic, 40-something years later, yeah. I'm talking to one of my favorite persons that I've played state shows with, and she's doing this, and she's doing it called Earth to Table. What a great thing you have started. Doesn't it feel make you feel really just whole, just better?
It does. And what is very rewarding is talking to other people mm-hmm. and how they want to be involved. So mm-hmm. when I had approached Juan Escovedo and his camp,
yeah.
They were just all over it. And when we had approached Richard Bean, they were all over it. Richard and I had met actually some years ago at an awards show, mm-hmm. and I was actually nominated mm-hmm. for Best Rock Vocalist right. in the Bay Area, mm-hmm. and this is out in Sacramento.
Right.
And so I got to see him, and then he actually got to sing Suavecito. But anyway,
absolutely.
So there was a little bit of a connection there, only by mm-hmm. mere accident, you know. Mm-hmm. But anyway, they've always been mm-hmm. in Santana, and mm-hmm. and I love Latin music, you know.
Sure.
So
it gets you going.
Oh my gosh! I mean, yeah. So anyway, they are very embedded. Mm-hmm. These bands, mm-hmm. They want to contribute and support. Mm-hmm. And do what they can to right. help their brothers, their sisters,
thank
their cousins,
you.
Their
yes.
just their community. That's what they want to do, and it's a privilege that mm-hmm. we get to work together because
right.
it's we're all kind of championing mm-hmm. each other.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
it's very important because we live in a world that's so strange and so violent. Something what you're doing is such a mammoth situation where you're sending out all these great vibes, all this stuff, because everybody should help everybody else. It doesn't matter if they're Latin or they're rock, they're blues, jazz, whatever.
Right.
Everybody has some kind of thing to deliver. You delivered something that people like. I seen some pictures of the stage presentation with the blue lights and all
oh,
and how the filters were shooting all over. Just a beautiful thing, and then have Ricky Waters, one of the great running backs in the
yeah.
NFL,
yeah.
and then his son's playing. I think it's just fabulous what you're doing. You got a big heart, my dear.
Thank you.
and what you are, you're a very sensitive person, but the thing here is your sensitivity, other people gravitate to that, and they see your beauty, what you're doing, because not everybody could do what you could do, because you have that spiritual soul that you have to make things better for all.
Oh, thank you.
You know,
thank you.
It's not about Janet Davis. It's
no.
about how she sees the world, how she wants to make it better, and
yeah.
you do.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
And you know, I'm going to put a little side note. We tried to get Richard Beam on our show.
Oh,
I've talked to Richard on the phone. And that's been years ago, but I definitely want to have Richard on the show. And
get him on here.
he'll be a great, and you know, he's Malo.
Oh, well, yeah.
I mean, that's just think about those guys.
Oh, so we just celebrated New Year's Eve with Malo, okay? just so happened, because I love them so much. Right, Sean and I went to see them. They played so many original pieces. And I'm just like, oh my gosh.
I remember that.
Oh my gosh. And the band members, oh my gosh. And he had some guest artists. And they're so good. And
they're great.
And it's wonderful that we still, here in the Bay Area, have these amazing musicians and bands.
Everywhere.
Like Molo, like Juan Escovedo, Pete. Pops, he's still performing.
Every day down in LA and everywhere.
I'm hoping to have him on the show. Oh, that would be like, I'd be like fainting.
So you know Sheila Richardson?
Oh, yes, I do.
Okay, you know why Sheila
is... He's like my big sister.
You know why Escovedo named Sheila after Sheila Richardson? Her and the Escovedo families, and Augie Caraway and Patty Caraway, they have known each other since they've been kids. It's absolutely amazing. I played with the Escovedo brothers when they played at Sanborn Park on Fruitvale. Back in the day, I was like 13, 14. I'm playing with these guys, and they're just doing all this little thing with the timbales. It's really amazing. Oakland was a very spirited place, and then you have Little Mexico or wherever you want to call it in Fruitvale area.
But
that's where I grew up. I grew up in Oakland, and it was a great place. But Richard Beem and Malo, that was the thing about what you just did. Really, you did like almost like a Bill Graham did. Bill Graham grabbed people, and he knew there was talent. He just, so you got Santana, you got Malo, all these great bands playing. That's what you kind of did. You kind of brought all these bands together, and you made it. I believe music is like a spiritual thing.
Oh, very much
You know, you get lost in it. You're playing on stage. People go, "Why you close your eyes, man? I'm focusing on something. You just do what you got to do.
Yeah.
But what you did is great. You know, really great. And I applaud you.
And
so the audience.
Oh,
but I want to change it a little bit, because I would like to talk about what's the Just Project doing now.
My band.
Yeah, it is your band. So what are they doing?
Thank you. We are an original progressive hard rock band.
Right.
And we do covers as well.
When
we do covers, we choose what we think are iconic covers and we rearrange them.
Mm-hmm.
And we really put a different, what we think, and we've been told by our fans, we put a different edge, a different presentation.
Most definitely.
And we make it our own.
Yes.
And people just love it. So having said that, we had four songs that we played at the Earth to Table One. Okay?
What did you play?
Well, three of them were original songs that I had written.
Mm-hmm.
Basically the melodies and the lyrics.
Mm-hmm.
And helped a lot with arrangements with Robert Berry.
Robert Berry. Boy, you just said a big name there, too.
And he's still my producer,
mm-hmm.
and Tom Duell. But anyway, so we did those three, and they were my favorite. So Reach, It's a Song of Hope. Okay.
Very good song.
Getting emotional already.
Yeah.
And There's a Place. It is. It took a while to get it to actually form the way I wanted it, but it is again a song of hope.
Mm-hmm.
There's a place, a special place where we gather.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then Rock Angel, that's me.
That's
okay.
You.
So
thanks
because of Diane Derringer, and she
there
gave me this ring.
Yeah, yes.
I was hoping I'd be able to talk about her, and here we are.
Mm-hmm.
I followed her in the 70s when she was in Rocks. In Japan.
Thank you.
I was in a band at the time called Egypt, original band. And so being a female front person, I was very influenced by Diane, because she was the whole band from the Bay Area.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, fast forward, years, decades go by, and I had been out of music for a while, mm-hmm. and I'm like, dang it, I want to get back into it. So anyway, I started writing, got together with Robert Barry, and wrote Rock Angel, and it was influenced by Diane, mm-hmm. okay? And we had never met, mm-hmm. okay? We had never met. Mm-hmm. But any case, then the other song mm-hmm. that we did, we thought, okay, we're going to do one of our iconic covers. Mm-hmm. And because we're in the Bay Area, I thought, okay, we all thought, okay, this is going to be the best cover song to do for right. the audience because right. they're from San Francisco, right, Bay
right,
Area.
Right.
And it is a Jefferson Airplane song.
What was it?
oh, my gosh. Now I just went blank. Oh, my gosh. Oh, give me a second. Darn it. I hate that when all of a sudden you just go blank.
Yeah, I just see the
White
picture.
White Rabbit.
Grace.
Oh, my goodness.
You guys are playing that.
We played White
Iconic.
Rabbit.
Iconic.
Oh, my gosh. How can I even forget? Mm-hmm. But in any case, we really put this really cool psychedelic, the guys, Jason Gerhart, is my guitar crush. Oh, my gosh.
Jason, you're great.
We've been together for 6 years now.
Mention your whole band.
Okay, yes. And then my bass crush mm-hmm. is Glenn Douglas.
Glenn,
amazing.
Love you, brother. Love you both, Jason, Glenn.
Yeah, and then our percussionist, our drummer, mm-hmm. is Tony Colombini. And
great job, Tony.
Yeah, he actually lives here in Hayward, by the way.
He?
Yeah, yeah. But anyway, so this lineup has been together for 2 years now. Mm-hmm. And we used to have keys. We actually had two keys. Mm-hmm.
Yes,
and
I remember
and another
Pamela,
guitarist.
Give us a Pamela Charles.
Pamela Charles Arthur.
Give her a shout out. You got to come on my show, Pamela.
Yeah, get her back on here. Yeah. And and actually, Brian Yoshida, he is moved on as well, you know, there's always all these connections, mm-hmm. and Pamela and I are girlfriends, you mm-hmm. know, so, and she's definitely willing to come back and do special events with us and so forth. She's amazing. But
she's
anyway,
amazing.
When we did White Rabbit, yeah. I got to tell you something. it was really received well.
Right.
But then what was really a kick in the pants is that more recently, when at the New Year's Eve show uh-huh. To see Mallo,
yes,
the different band members were coming up to me, and you know, in between their sets and
right,
stuff,
right.
they were hunting me down. Like, weren't you at the, you know, and we're talking, he goes, you did White Rabbit. You did that, Jefferson. Oh, that was so good. Oh, and they were going on and on, and I thought, okay, I'll take it.
That's such an iconic song, especially from San Francisco, how
yeah.
that all did. And by you singing it,
yeah,
it brings back memories.
Yes, it does. Yes, yeah, meaningful mm-hmm. times maybe for people. Mm-hmm. And anyway, so, and I want to kind of get back a little bit to Diane a little
okay,
bit.
Okay, sure.
She just had her birthday. She is not with us now.
Mm-hmm.
She passed away, gosh, it's 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
And she had sent this ring to me.
It's a beautiful ring.
And it's gorgeous. I couldn't believe it. She said, oh, I'm going to send you a little bit of jewelry. And I'm like, okay. And she had been a guest with us with also Earthquake.
Mm-hmm.
We did a show.
Right.
And so that was really, really fun. But anyway, we hooked up because of you. So I see her.
Mm-hmm.
I see her interview
mm-hmm.
on your show. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, oh, my gosh. You know, so I'm on Facebook with you, and mm-hmm. then and she caught the conversation,
mm-hmm.
and she friended me,
mm-hmm.
and we hit it off like I can't even tell you, we just hit it off. We were like this, right from the start.
Right, and she was a beautiful lady.
I mean, decades later,
mm-hmm.
and so we really spent almost every morning talking on the phone. I would call her, she would call me. You know,
that's
so
beautiful.
Yeah.
You know, I'm glad that you talked about Diane because we're getting ready to close the show. How fast things go, right?
Yes.
But you filled it all up. I want to thank you just as a as a personal friend and as a fellow musician, you really, really got a big heart. You help people.
Oh, thank you.
You do things that most people don't even want to do. You make it happen. You make it happen. You continue to do that. You got a heart of love for all people. Especially right now, you're doing with this farm worker thing. It's a beautiful thing, because without them, we wouldn't have really good food.
It's absolutely true.
And people forget about that. But I want to thank everybody. I want to thank Sujoy, my producer.
Thank you, Sujoy.
Who also is an Emmy winner. We can't forget about that. And I like to thank everybody. I like to thank Janet. Thank you so much for being on.
You got to come on again. Thank you so much. I love it.
And the Just Project and Blue Voodoo got to do a show together.
Oh, yes. Definitely.
So in the future, good night. Thank you so much. Happy New Year. Make it your best New Year. And as we normally always do, we always give a kiss to everybody. And God bless everybody. Peace and love.
Peace and love.